The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Hell is this? Or what bright heaven becomest your way? It's me, Frank Atoll, made his name and joined the title of the show. The Bard of Broadcasting. The beginning, the middle, and the end of this show. Puts it all together. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things as the year quietly comes to an end. I am the godfather of internet radio, and I'm making you a broadcast that you can't refuse. To Ice Cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello, and into every bordello. When am I going to learn? Huh? Never. Ever, never, ever will I learn to put things together before, it's a human, characteristic? Yeah, maybe it's a human characteristic. Some of us What we do is we endeavor to do the things we're going to do without super preparation. There are two kinds of people in this world, first and the second. Now, when the first kind of person in this world sits down to do anything, stands up to do something, what it is, if it's performing, if it's building a house, fixing a furnace, or, you know, doing whatever it is they do, they plan, they learn, they plan, they put the tools together, whether those tools be, you know, intellectual or physical tools, and then they get ready and they do it. And they feel confident because they feel prepared, okay? And then there's a second type of person, and I know I am that kind of person. And it doesn't necessarily bring me joy and wonderfulness all the time because I don't do any of that. I am, for the life of me, I learned because I learned something when I was younger. And that's the best time to learn because then you have more time to do things knowing about them, because if you learn it too late, what good is it? And it was a scary thing to learn, and that I was better at doing what I do when I have absorbed many things about what I'm going to do, but not necessarily planned it to the T. You see? And once I learned that I can literally do better of anything I do with limited rehearsal knowledge, that the experience itself gave me the learning, and it was more precious to me. So although I never went out blindly and tried to juggle, that's ridiculous. I'm not talking about that. But this show has, for the life of me and the life of this show, gone on for years with nothing by comparison to anyone else doing any kind of broadcast preparation. They say, I came up with a motto somewhere in my 30s. I don't practice. I never, what is it? It's a motto. It's the motto I never remember. I never rehearse, but I'm always prepared. Was it? Wasn't it? I never practice. You know, you can say it any number of ways, although you don't want to say it at all. I'm saying it. I never rehearse, but I'm always prepared. I never practice, but I'm always prepared, what have you. And the reward is what allowed me to continue to do it. So, you know, every other show you hear on broadcast, it goes without saying that, you know, television and regular radio, you know, the people are ready, you know, broadcasters are ready, they do, they're trained, they're being, they're meh. But, and even in, you know, podcasts, because now you can say podcasts, and it's not a podcast. That's another thing. I get so many things, I just don't want to deal with that. It's not a podcast, but you know what I'm saying, because you know, you got the five words? You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. All the whoever is going on, the people on TV have to have podcasts. There's no podcast. Nobody has an iPod anymore. Nobody walks around with an iPod. Where are iPods? Can you get them on eBay? Can you get them at Amazon? No, because the whole thing is in the crapper. So they call it a podcast. They didn't just say a net broadcast or something you can get, you know, a phone cast, because then, you know, everybody gets it off their iPhone. How about an iCast? This is what it should be called. I'm writing this down, and you should too, because I come up with things that you're going to hear in the future or whatever, and you know it's going to happen, and I come up with them right here. You pass them on all you want. It should not be a podcast. I'm writing this down. No longer say podcast, okay? It's an electronic cast. If it's an e-cast or an iCast, I guess you could say iCast, because it's like iPhone. No, I think it's an e-cast. Yes, I think that's it. We have found it. You see, I didn't plan that. I didn't sit around and go, I'm going to think about something that call it other than a podcast. I didn't do that. It just came to me. That's what I mean. And it's brilliant. What I mean by brilliant is that it happened immediately, like this, is so much better than anything anyone does. E-cast. Now, why do they call it a podcast when it should be an e-cast? E is electronic, right? Electronic, you want to decast because it's digital? No, because TV is digital now, everything's digital. So I think you should call it an e-cast. Okay, so these people, when they call it a podcast, listen to my podcast, you know, well, you're on the television and I'm watching you. Why do you got to go listen to your podcast? If you, you know, so you see, it actually works every time you've heard me, if you've heard me. Well, if you're listening now, maybe you haven't heard me. But every time, it's just winged. Winged? You know, winged is not wing. Can you wing? I wung it. You know, you can't say, yeah, I winged it. I winged it. What'd you do? You were winging it? I was winging it. I was winging it. Was makes it past tense. But I wing it, present tense. I wing it. But you can't say, well, I winged it. Nobody says I winged it, right? Maybe people with a podcast say winged it. Wung it. You don't say wung. Okay. It's me, Frank Tolman, his name, but joins the title of the show. Let me tell you that this is the penultimate show, Cthulhu Chronicles, of Y2K Plus 19. As of next week, next week's the last one, and of course the last show of every year since I can remember, and I can remember way before the show when life was different, when Thursdays were different. Life, of course, life was different. How could life have been the same? Hold on. You know, you gotta watch it. It's getting cold. No, maybe not. No, well, that's not true for everyone. See, you have to remember that. You podcasters out there, remember that. And, you know, so don't do anything that is, dated. If you do the weather, it's dated, right? Gotta keep updating the weather wherever you do it. So if you say something like I say now, you know, it's okay. You can say something that's dated and then that is marked as being of that time. And of course you might want to put it in a time capsule. But who am I kidding? Because for years now I've been saying put together a time capsule and make sure you put one of these shows or parts of one of these shows that we've done over the years that you can get on Juice Talk Radio and download them, or that you can download them there, or you could, wherever you get them, you know. I mean, you know this internet thing. Anybody can get anything anywhere. So, and people do. And put it in your time capsule and then bury your time capsule. Now be careful when you bury your time capsule. It should be something metal or, you know, it's funny. I just thought of this. I think I'm going to do this and, maybe I'll have a sound man with me. I'm going to go to like Home Depot and I'm going to say, listen to one of the guys or gals who walks around there and helps you, seems to know everything about plumbing and carpentry and all that stuff. And say, listen, I'm making a time capsule. And I want it to be big enough, okay, to put in a number of objects. See, now, at that point, I'm wondering how long it will take the person who works there to say to me, wait, you're making a what? See, because that's what will happen. Okay, so I'm making a time capsule. That's what's going on in the head of the person, yeah, there. Because they don't know everything. And I bet you they don't know about time capsules. who again knows the definition of a time capsule. It's not like there's any, prescribed way to do it. But I think it would be fun. I know it would be fun. I know it would be fun. Because this kind of craziness kind of follows me around. And maybe that's another reason why I don't do a lot of preparing. I make some notes here and there, but I'm not like, I don't sit here and read the stuff off of here and never did. And somehow the show lasts, 20 years. So, and it was in the beginning they went up, the guy's nuts, he's on dope. Today that would mean I'm on being cool. I'm cool. That's dope. This show is dope. It's always been dope. And I know that because in the first couple of years we did it, they said, who's that dope? I know. And it's like, that's just stupid. Next week, it's the 26th of December, RTK plus 19. And that means the Artist D will be here with me. Well, you know, Skype. And once again, we will read the roll call from the Bone Garden. This is an exclusive show that we've done for many, many years. Dee picked it up sometime. I don't know when, but Dee's been doing it with me for years. And I don't know when it started. I don't have a log of this. Somebody's going to have to write, and they won't. This will not happen. You know, a book about the 20 years of Cthulhu Chronicles. Not going to happen. No one's going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Nobody's going to do it. Nobody's going to buy it. Won't be done, period. But I don't know when these things started, but I do know that recent memory, years upon years, all the 2000s at least, and this decade, let's say this decade, yeah, and before. Okay, well, I said this decade, and then I said before this decade. Roll call from the Bone Garden, the Artist D and I will be going through each month of Y2K plus 19, as we do every year, talking about those people who have passed away, people of any kind of celebrity status, okay? Not just the superstars who happen to pass away, or the icons and historical stars of stage, screen. We're going into every possible genre. People unfortunately die, and in these areas that they don't talk about on these other shows, these other podcasts, on the e-casts, they don't even know it's an e-cast. I love this. They don't know. Time to tweet half of them. Or some of them. But they won't tweet back. Try to get that started. We tried to do a whole bunch of things through the years and they didn't catch on. So we said, forget it. What works, works. What doesn't work, doesn't work. We all gotta fail sometime. So there. The roll call from the Bone Garden, December 26th, will be live here. Well, I know if you're listening to this on a rerun on any one of the other hundreds of stations, internet stations. There aren't hundreds of internet stations anymore because the real station, virtual stations were knocked out. They were run over. They were betrayed. No, they're not betrayed because they didn't have the trust in the first place. Trying to, you know, and there's no New Year's resolutions. Okay. I don't do New Year's resolutions. I don't talk about them and, what have you, but anyway, that's the 26th. See? Just made a note there. And the note says nothing. The note, nothing is written that has to do with what I said other than, you know, the date and the Artist D, which I didn't even have to do because if I say roll call from the Bone Garden, I know I'm talking about the Artist D and I. Okay? See? And you even hear me cross it out. You don't hear that on the Fats Mulligan show. And you know who I mean when I say Fats Mulligan. You know? And you know who I mean, when I say, wise cracking Van Dyke face, you know? No, you don't know that. In fact, I didn't know that till I made up that name right now. So in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, 26th here live, and then of course you can listen to it, going into 2020 and, talk about all people who've died in every genre. The science, the medicine, math. Hello?
Oh my God.
It's a
puppet. I was scared. Wow, I got scared.
I should probably get my key out of your door though.
Thought I heard something. Are you saying it?
Yeah, I'm saying
okay.
It. Well, not for the night.
No, right, okay.
Yeah.
My son, Jack, is here. And why not? You know? So we're going to move this mic over, and you know, it's weird. I guess that's the city. It's a city in me, you know, because if somebody was going to crash in, they'd crash in. It wouldn't be those little door sounds, right? And besides, who has a key, you know? A couple of people, that's it. But he's going to have to find a chair somewhere. Okay, what was I saying? I was saying we're being invaded by... So that's it. That's going to happen on December 26th, and it happens all the time. You're going to find some kind of seat. I don't know where, but... there's one right there. Did you lock the door?
I didn't relock.
No, I don't think you have to, because...
I was just letting you know that it was locked.
Yeah, it was locked. I kept it locked, but... I thought I heard something, and I was correct. I didn't know.
Did you sell your books yet?
What? No, I'm telling everyone next week is the Bone Garden. I'm going into this stuff now that I've decided. And I know you couldn't hear on the way because we're not on Sirius Radio or
anything
like that. And you don't get it. And why would they put us on Sirius Radio? We'd probably be on
Sirius Radio.
What was I going to say now? I was going to say...
Usually the first 20 minutes of the show is you talking about books you sell.
I know, but I didn't do the books. I did a whole bunch of things, and you know...
I know you did a whole bunch of things. Tell me about them.
But here's something that I think you should know. And that is that I decided tonight that all the people who do podcasts now from regular media and stuff, right? All the people, right? You know, they all do.
Yeah.
And everybody walks around going, oh, you have a podcast, you know, and this, that, and the other thing. And nobody, it's called the podcast, but there are no more iPods. People are not listening on iPods. It's not a podcast anymore.
Okay.
Why don't they change it? So I'm going, what should they call it? I think it should be an e-cast.
Okay.
Everything's E. First I said I, an iCast. Now, you people who were listening all along have to listen to this again because he wasn't listening.
I get the gist of what you're saying, though, so you don't have to start from the beginning.
Right. Isn't that something? We got to start telling people that it's not a podcast. There's no podcast. What do you listen to your podcast? Oh, my phone. Then it's a phone cast? It's an e-cast or what cast? And then, you know, every time I do this, all the time I've done it all my life, people yell at me. They say, stop it. Stop it. Everyone says podcast. Say podcast. It's like your grandfather used to say, we got to be different, boy. We got to be different. Okay? But I'm going to call it an e-cast. This e-cast, which is wonderful, and you are welcome for the wonderful radio. We talked about a whole bunch of other things, but I'm not going to go back and do that.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is just keep moving on here now. And I want to tell everyone, before we talk about more books, because we're going to talk about all the books, everybody we could possibly think of, we want you to go out and get book gifts from all the people who've ever been on the show, whoever wrote books. In fact, go out and get books from people who haven't written books on the show. And they don't write the books on the show, by the way. They write them somewhere else. Now listen, on December 31st, that's New Year's Eve, this year, that'd be the last day of this year, on the night... at the Eastern time of 5 p.m., at the Central time of 4 p.m., and I could keep going on because the people down under, you know, I'm not going to go global, you know, but you know the time when it's 5 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States of America.
I find it weird how there's mountain time, which implies that, like, there aren't any other mountains in the world, you know?
There any up when
you have, like, you have Eastern Standard Time,
right?
And there's Central Time and Mountain Time, but there are time zones all around the world. So why are we sequestering those particular geographics to the United States?
Right. I mean, like,
was it London Standard Time then? Outside
in Africa,
African Standard Time,
Jungle Time? Do they have Jungle Time?
That's when they start doing the dances.
Oh, do they have? What about in Switzerland?
Uh-huh.
Do they have? Bavarian beer time?
Well,
beer?
Yes.
Yeah, they do have beer time. Okay, so listen, on the 31st of December, you listen, you can just look it up. I will be one of the people, one of the group of people. I don't know how many people there will be. I've heard two other people have committed. But I'm going to be on the Jigs Jaguar show.
Oh,
Jiggy
no.
Jaguar? Has invited me to be on his New Year's Eve show. Now, I'm telling you right now, this is like why does it do that?
The screen just
goes
to sleep.
I don't want it to go to sleep. This is hey, like that?
Yeah, it's the new mouse.
I didn't bring down the pan. Okay. I'm going to be there, and Jay Itzo, I think his name is Itzo, he's been on this show. He's a guy who tells everybody how to promote themselves on the interweb, and he does, you know, gives classes, and people come in and they wear cowboy hats. I don't know. They do whatever they do. All right. Jay's a nice guy. And I'm not saying the other guy's not a nice guy, but I don't remember his name. Remember his first name, but his second name is Razuli. He's been on this show also.
All right.
And he wrote a book about how Muslims want to take over the world, kill everyone. We're going to talk. He'll be on there. I think that's the same guy, because there's a bunch of guys that that Jiggy knows who are, you know, they're all there. They all ride on the Trump train,
okay,
so to speak. They might be on. Nice guys. Right. They just don't like me. Okay. But, you know, I sneak in there, but Jiggy likes me. He loves me. And I was assured, and I know Jiggy didn't tell me this, but I think both of his listeners will be tuned in. So that's going to be a guess. That'll be a guess. So you listen, and just, you know, I don't know. It's KJAG Radio. You could either search that or just go look for Jiggy Jaguar. James Lowe is his real name. I hope I didn't give away anything today. James Lewis, like, it's like, Don Ray Zorro will be there in person. Go see Don Diego. Whoops. You know? Okay. So that's on the 21st. That's the 31st. The 26th next week is Roll Call from the Bone Garden. And then, going into, the beginning of the year, Jiggy Jaguar is always the first or second guest of the year, but I think he will be the second guest of the year. We talk about radio, how it's crumbling, how it's crap, how it's no good anymore, how everybody in it sinks. It's a wonderful show. It's an enlightening tale of the history of broadcasting. Jiggy and I talk about all that and the podcast. I think that's where we can really make a deal, but the e-casts, call them e-casts. And then comedian Jeremy Long will be by. Maybe the second week.
Oh yeah, because he's
second show.
Isn't he?
He'll be back on the East Coast from his outpost in California. His outhouse in California, and he'll be here. And I don't know what he'll talk about. What's going on in Hollywood and all the funny joke things. We'll probably come up with lots of jokes. We better, or he'll have no act.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the Jeremy Long will be here, and Jeremy, of course, used to be a co-host here for. I don't know how long.
Too long.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so there's that. Okay, so we've invented the e-cast. So we've done that, which you see, and that's part of what I was talking about. Learn that the fact that I'm not gonna, you'll talk about it later. We'll get this. Yeah. Now,
I just saw the preview for this show when you posted on Facebook, about how it's, I think, therefore I am thinking. And then I read the preview and I thought, he has no idea what's going to happen tonight. Which, to be fair, you never do.
That's true.
But
see, that's what I was talking about on the onset of the program. I got spoiled by learning that the best things I do are unrehearsed.
Yeah.
So I just do it, you know, not like other people, but that's not a, that's something your kids out there, don't tell your kids about that if you're an older person and have kids. Don't tell any kids about that.
If you're about to have kids, this is probably the last thing you want to think about.
I wrote a whole, bunch of things last week. I did.
If you're waving.
Oh, I want to do one more thing here.
Okay.
Wait, I forgot to do this last week. We had news items and then we talked about all sorts of stuff. But, before we do the book thing, okay? Before we do the sell the books again, what's this? Don't you say anything, because you're going to see, you can't. We're going to, 2 weeks ago, I started a contest, and it just, again, I didn't plan the contest or anything. It just so happened, because that week I had a melody in my head, couldn't figure out what it was, and probably remembered at one point what I was, and then I found it, and I said, I talked about how, you know, people do that. They just have melodies in their heads and they don't know where did that come from or what was it or whatever. And so I had a contest, and the contest was I would play a version of the music.
Mm-hmm.
No words. There's no lyrics to this thing. And it's a foolproof contest, because you can't look it up on the internet. If you don't know it, you don't know it. You can't go. Even Google, I wonder if you could do that with, what are they called, echoes? What are those things called?
The
echo?
The home assistants.
I would love to be able to go, hey, echo, do you call it something?
You shouldn't call it echo.
No? What do you call it? Does it have a name or something?
The main one is Alexa.
Alexa? Hey, Alexa, name this tune. Can you do that? Da 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 da. And then Alexa goes,
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I'm sorry, right. I'm sorry, I did not. Is it any smoother than it
used to be? Oh, it's way smoother. You could Google what Alexa sounds like. There are probably millions of videos of people just talking to their Alexa.
Let's find out here. What does is it AL?
ALEXA.
XA. What does Alexa sound like? Look, right here. Yeah. Let's give this. Okay. We got to have some fun with this, I think. What is Alexa? Now, is this going to be the, this is Alexa right here.
Oh, there's the voice behind Amazon's Alexa.
That's her?
Yeah. But that's like a full-fledged video.
Screw that.
This is a review of the product. That's an ad for Liberty Mutual.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah, it's the man in the emu.
Stupid pieces of crap.
Oh, and now it's time for Pepsi.
If you don't know their size, don't give them a sweater. Give them.
Thank you.
Okay, you know, I
drink
know.
Pepsi.
See, this too. We go back to where this never happened. Maybe there
you can skip the ad.
Maybe there weren't 8 million things on YouTube, but there was. Is this her?
Well, no. This is a review of.
We just want to hear her, Alexa.
Wait.
This is one of those things. I don't know why you would have this.
Hey guys, Cam here from Pocket Lint.
Oh no! This isn't good. He's not talking to it. Get someone who's just talking to it.
I'm looking. Wait, he's going to talk to it now.
From this guy,
Center at 9. She's British.
She can be British.
To see what it knows.
Okay, here he goes.
Alexa. What's in the news today?
Here's your flash briefing. In Sky News. From the Sky News Centre at 9, it's reported at least 4 children have been killed in Aleppo in Syria overnight after shells landed near a school.
That's Alexa?
That's Alexa.
So you can make her what?
You can make her British, you can make her Hindi, you can make her voodoo, you can make her sound like a lot of things.
Wait, he's asking something specific.
How big a ball pit would I need to bury an elephant?
Sorry. I can't find the answer to the question.
Oh, he can't.
Yeah. Alexa, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
Tomorrow in Colwyn Bay, you can expect showers with a high of 13 and a low of 7.
Well, it was odd. You know, I was saying this. I was going to do. Here's something I'm going
to
do.
Remember the first point you had before we got to this?
I just thought about this, and I said before I'm going to go to like Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
Not like Home Depot. Be Home Depot, right?
What is like Home Depot?
Find one of those people who give advice for people who know things.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call? Sir, workers,
employees.
Employees. You know, they got the aprons and all the pockets and everything. And I just want to say this to him, her, or whoever. I'm going to say, listen, hi, can you help me out here? Oh, sure. You're going to listen now. I'm making a time capsule, and I want to know how deep can I put one into the ground? I mean, how deep do you think something like that should be, a long and thin? Now I'm going to keep talking until, which I think is going to happen. The person's going to, excuse me, right? Because if you go in and you ask for how can I build what's the best type of time capsule? Who's going to, I mean, imagine if someone went, oh, time capsule, huh? Yeah. I got the perfect thing for you down here on aisle 12A. Not going to happen, right? You'd have to explain to them what you're talking about because idiots work at places
like Home Depot.
No, I'm not saying that all the employees are idiots, but it's like it's that people are within they're all in bubbles. So you got to imagine. I imagine that when they interview people to work at Home Depot, they ask them things like,
"I feel like you could do
name three tools you put in a tool belt."
I feel like you could do it with more than a time capsule, because you can go up to an employee and say, so the other day my grandmother tried to get into the bathtub, but the height of the border of the bathtub is like 8 inches, and so she couldn't get her one knee over, but she could get the other one in, and once she was able to finally get into the bath, it was a little bit slippery, and the water was kind of lukewarm, so I was wondering if there was a way I could, like, you could do something
that. Yeah, and then he would say, like, well, have you thought about got steps. They have the, he would know immediately because you're talking about a bathtub and bathtubs are something they know. But if you, you're asking them legitimately.
So you're telling me to go to a Home Depot and ask them how my carburetor can get
fixed? I'm going to tell you to get out of here in a second. If you don't listen, if you don't listen to what I'm saying. Okay. That doesn't mean you people.
What do you mean by that?
Who, what do you mean by you people? I don't know. I've had this headache.
Uh-huh.
For, you know, I think I do, I don't think, I know I dozed off.
Yeah.
And, then when I woke up, I had, you know, my neck was a little, okay. And I had coffee and then I didn't. Okay.
Well,
look,
don't do that.
Anyway, that was that. This Alexa thing, is.
Do you remember the first point?
Yeah.
Okay.
The contest.
Yes.
Okay. See, I know what I'm doing. Now the contest was this. I play the music and, at fcatolo@yahoo.com, a couple of people tried, and then people gave up. But because I wasted a whole week by not doing it. We were so busy here last week talking about whatever we were talking
divorce.
About. And we were all – yes, divorce. We also mentioned pain spray. We want to remind you
Oh, the pain spray.
Pain spray. Our we want to remind you that our show is brought to you in part by Premier's Pain Spray. This is a real thing, and they don't pay me anything for this endorsement. Anyway, we'll talk about pain spray again some other time. Okay. So I'm going to do this. We play the tune. You don't know the tune or you know the tune, period. And then you write to me at fcatolo@yahoo.com. I'm not going to tell you anything related to it. Maybe if over the course of 50 weeks, because nobody's going to get it. I'd be shocked if anybody got it. Not because it's difficult, but because it's kind of esoteric. But, you know, it's still a very memorable tune. It sticks in your head.
What if it's like Indiana Jones or something like that? It's not going to be.
Oh, everyone would know that.
I know, but like you're setting it up to be something so unknowable and it's just...
Yeah. But what?
I doubt anyone's going to get this.
No,
That's the premise of a movie where... No, like, that guy wakes up, and he's the only one that knows the Beatles songs. That's essentially what I just pitched you. Oh, that's not the song.
Commercial.
That's not the song.
Steve Schmidt.
That's important to mention.
What?
That's not the song that was just playing.
No, no, it's a
it's a commercial for...
I shut this guy up here.
Yeah, it's a commercial for injections.
Oh, and got another, because now they're thinking that mostly old people listen to,
I mean, they're not wrong. What are you?
I said mostly. They said mostly old people. Listen. And they are wrong. They are wrong.
Uh-huh.
Because I think YouTube is kind of like a random generation thing, right? Because everything's on there. So
people of all ages use YouTube. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like a taxi.
So the people who sell... the other thing that medicines... The other thing about medicines is... That you don't have to be old to need medicines. So
you need to be old to need pain medicines.
No, those can be fun. No, I didn't mean that. That is not an endorsement, please. Now here's the deal: if you, this is a very, very big prize. I'm not telling you. You're going to get if you can name this tune, and I can't tell you anything else about it. But I'm going to play a little bit of it right now. And I'm not going to tell you anything else about it. And I'm going to stop telling you that I'm not going to tell you anything about it. Here goes. He comes waking up. It's a beautiful tune, really. And this is just one version. I could play more versions, but who knows? Okay. Here's it. Can't tell you the author either.
This is the same song you played a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, this is a contest song.
I know, I didn't know if it was a different song.
No, there's only one contest song.
I know, is there another contest?
I bet you some of the guests on Jiggy Jaguar's show would know this. That's kind of a hint, huh? People who take those medicines. Now I'm giving hints.
Yeah.
People who take those medicines probably. It's not that old, I'll tell you that much.
It really is. Yeah. It's not that old.
Every once in a while, for some reason, no matter what I'm doing, this tune gets into my head. This is what started the contest that whole week. And most of the time I was doing it blindly. In other words, I was just humming it here and there, and I didn't even question, what is that tune, right? You know? And then suddenly I said, what is this tune? And then I realized. And I want to tell you, I'm going to give you a hint, and you'll never even benefit from this hint. All right? You ready for this?
Sure.
Well, you know now, so you don't count. You don't... Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. This song has something to do with the story that I told on this show about a person related to this song. Now, you're not gonna get it from that, are you? See, if I, know what's funny? I bet you if I mentioned a name, if I said a name that was a hint, people would still not remember. I think I've done the story a couple of times.
I have a guess for what the song is. Is it the story of Mozart?
I never knew Mozart. How would I know Mozart?
No, I'm talking about the movie, The Story of Mozart.
No.
1964 starring.
No. You don't mean Amadeus with, Dulce, the guy named Halsey. Halsey, what was his name? His first name, the guy who played. He did it on Broadway.
First name Wolfgang, last name Mozart.
No,
Wolfgang,
the guy who
Mozart.
Made the guy who played him in the movie.
I don't know.
Academy
played.
Award.
I know that it was directed by
Amadeus.
Milos Forman. I just
did he? Did he direct?
I think he directed.
Let's
that.
Let's find that out now. See,
I'm pretty sure. Milos
okay,
Forman
wasn't for Amadeus. Amadeus. By the way, that song is not from Amadeus, of course. Amadeus movie here.
Amadeus, pretty sure. Yeah, directed by Milos Forman.
Wow. I know that Tom Hulse.
Tom Hulse plays Amadeus.
Is it Hulse or Hulse?
Hulce.
Well, he won, out of Elizabeth Burridge. Man, she was something. Anyway, F. Murray Abraham won an Academy Award for this too, and then went on to play in, a very bad movie.
But speaking of this, for some reason on YouTube, I found that someone uploaded the entirety of Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained. Like the whole 2.5 hours, and
well,
YouTube just left. No, it wasn't. It was some like Indian channel, and YouTube just left it up, and it was the English.
Version
of Django Unchained that you could just watch. It had 1.2 million views.
Wait a second. What do you mean? There's a Spanish version of Django?
Well, like it could be dubbed to be Spanish or French or Portuguese or any other language.
It was the movie, and they didn't take it down.
No, it's still up there.
Good. I hope everyone gets it for nothing. Because, you know, I go right back to, this is why Quentin Tarantino would never come on this show, you see. And a lot of other people wouldn't come on the show because I was here when all this stuff, forget it. Let's not go into that. Let's do this. Okay, it's not Amadeus. Tom Hulse, that guy, like, peaked. He was on Broadway, made this movie, won Academy Award. Did a couple of other pictures and then nothing. He just did not break out of this role. That's what happens with some people. What is this? Oh, here's a scene from. No.
Well, keep in mind, you told me you watched Green Book the other day.
Did you watch Green Book?
I've not seen Green Book.
I'm going to tell everybody out there.
The point I'm getting at is you're talking about weird defining roles. The guy who wrote that movie is the same guy who wrote the Dumb and Dumber movies, and now he has an Oscar.
He wrote the Dumb and Dumber movies
and Osmosis Jones.
Well, the book,
it's a classic.
I don't know if it's from a book, but it's a real story. The Green Book is a real story. It's not, he didn't sit back and make this story up.
All right.
Maybe he made up Osmosis Jones.
He did.
Okay. He did not make this up. He wrote a screenplay based on the lives of these people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real. I thought you saw it.
I did not see Green.
Oh, I thought you saw it in the movies or something.
No,
told me it
I
was
went.
Great.
I saw Jojo Rabbit in the theater.
No, I mean a while ago when it was out.
I didn't see it in theater. I saw that it was playing at theaters, but I never went.
You've
to
got
it.
To watch this, and I recommend this to all you people out there. I didn't know anything about this movie, and it popped up, and everyone was talking, and then suddenly it tie. Was it the tie for best movie, or was it the best film?
It won best picture.
Best picture.
But then everyone was getting on Viggo Mortensen because his character. Everyone was saying he's like a white savior character.
A white. Well, he plays a white guy.
Yeah.
I mean, what? He gained a lot of weight for that part too.
Good for him.
You know, he's this is a wonderful movie, and it does have a lot of.
Christian Bale did the same thing.
Who?
Christian Bale did the same thing when he played Dick Cheney in Vice.
A couple years ago. Well, no, Dick Cheney wasn't in Green Book.
I know, but I'm talking about Christian Bale also gained a lot of weight.
Yeah, well, not as much as Robert De Niro in Raging Bull. That was the biggest one of all, remember?
Is there an Academy Award for that?
Yes, he did. He won an Academy Award for that.
No, is there an Academy Award for gaining the most weight?
There should be. They gain and they lose. Look at all the weight that Matthew McConaughey lost to be in Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, that won him an Oscar.
See? So in other words, we've come up with a little, formula here. Get a part. Anybody out there who's an actor, get a part, gain a lot of weight, play that part. The thing about De Niro though is that they had to literally wait because he's not always that big. Mm-hmm. So he had to gain like 80 pounds or something and then get back. No, I'm talking about fat.
Oh, yeah.
But, let's play a little bit of song again. And, and then we'll go back. Then we'll go do something else. That I was gonna do.
I have not seen Green Book. I highly recommend Jojo Rabbit, though. It was a really good movie.
Was it really?
It was. I told you, it's a whoa movie. Because in our household, I don't know if you've told them this. Yeah. In our household, we don't really have like a 5-star rating system that all of those IMDb Roger Moore kind of people, that's not his name, Roger Ebert kind of people have in this world. No, we determine if a movie is good by, and a whoa.
Yeah.
And the whoa is a feeling that you have when you see a certain part of the movie that's just, that evicts some sort of pathos or just, not surprise, but a sort of, it's just a whoa. That's the only way you can describe it.
Oh,
yeah. Phantom Thread is an example of a whoa.
The word, which is an expressive emotion of some sort, like whoa, like hey, and when you say that word and you say it like that, it's telling you, I don't really have a lot of words to tell you. This thing just shook me, and I was like whoa, as opposed to saying how unbelievably exciting. So you just go whoa, and that should be if I ever get back to Hollywood, I'll send that around. I'll send that around town. This will be whoa. They have the whoa awards. The whoa awards. Woo. Don't tell me about it. I will eventually see it probably on one of the TV, prestige TV things. But Green Book, I never even knew what Green Book meant. I didn't even know what it meant.
Oh yeah. It was.
Don't say it.
I know what it means.
You're going to ruin it for them.
Is it really?
Just like the time when Wolf and I were on the radio and the Wrath of Khan Star Trek came out.
Wolf goes,
it's just a shame that Spock dies at the end of it.
But no, is it an actual spoiler
they
knowing
lost
the
millions
history?
Of dollars worth of tickets.
Is it an actual spoiler knowing the history of what a Green Book was?
Yeah, a lot of people know. Other people don't know. Don't say anything.
Yeah, but how much does it have to do with the movie?
It has a lot to do with the movie.
With the ending?
No.
No, because
what about the ending? The ending's no surprise ending.
No, all the Green Book was essentially...
It's a book that says where black people can eat and sleep and drink.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say.
And down in the South during the 60s.
It was their AAA guide.
All right, so now we gave it away. Now nobody's going to watch it. I love people like that. People who just... No, don't do that. I love that. Here's a YouTube. Oh boy.
Okay, so
I gotta skip this. Let's do
a little bit more again.
A little bit more of the song here. This is the song. fcatolo@yahoo.com, and we'll tell you if you won. Get in touch with you, and you'll be really surprised at the great gift that you will get. Should you? I'll give you a second alone with it. And if you're taping this or something, you know, I mean, recording this and then playing it for Alexa, not going to work, is
no.
it? Okay. It's in 3/4 time. I love this. Cattolo at yahoo.com if you want to be in the contest. Doesn't work.
I have another guess. Is it from Gladiator?
No. Okay. Gladiator, you never could have... Whatever tune they did in Gladiator, it wouldn't come to your mind. Listen to this. Poor Steve McQueen. I will never, that's a shame. Sometimes I sit around when people like Steve McQueen are mentioned or they come, I just gave away a hint.
I
just gave a hint away.
Yeah.
I just said Steve McQueen.
He also could have just came up to your mind.
He did.
The same way that this song does. Nothing. I've never seen a movie with Steve McQueen.
Never?
I can't tell you one Steve McQueen movie.
Every once in a while, especially later in life, which it is now, and I think about people like Steve McQueen, and they're still, you know, on television. You never saw the, I forgot the name of it. There's an Academy Award winning movie theme came from a Steve McQueen movie. But I forgot what the name of it was. I mean, I know the name of the song. But I don't remember the movie. We made a couple of Bullet. Never saw Bullet. At least one of the original big time first car chases, way before there was Fast and Furious. Car chases all over San Francisco.
Like, yeah.
You know, he was in a lot. Yeah, he was in The Great Escape. You never saw The Great Escape.
No.
Now there's a great. Let me give you a Great Escape tune. This tune from The Great Escape. The movie, if you haven't seen it. And it's a true story of guys who
they escape
from
greatly.
The Nazi camp, war prisoner camp.
Okay, I've heard of it then.
What?
That sounds familiar.
You really?
Somewhat.
Now, I'm going to do one thing. Oh, yeah, okay. As long as it wasn't written by Paul Anka, I'll play it. Because Look, there's Steve McQueen on a motorcycle. Great scene in there where he tries to get away on a motorcycle, okay? Uh-huh. And this, here's the theme. Who wrote this theme? I don't know.
That's not the theme. That's a kid's makeup kit.
Jeez, give me a break on
it. All right. Oh, no, you paused it. Now it's muted. Unmute it.
Okay.
Unmute it. Okay, stop.
Will you relax? This is just an e-cast.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Scroll down.
It's a great movie. It's a Great Escape. Steve McQueen.
Oh, I remember why I know that. So, here's something interesting.
Prisoners. We are all prisoners. No one gets out of here. We're prisoners. Right.
So listen to this theme.
This? Yeah. Why do you know?
Here's
this?
What's interesting.
Go.
Pull up the theme for the Disney animated show Recess.
Okay.
So you know the theme to The Great Escape.
Sure, I know it by like the back of my hand, and I know the back of my hand.
All right. So now look up.
Okay. Look up what?
Look up on YouTube. Recess or Disney Recess theme song.
Are we going to cause a
no.
Plagiarism?
No. It shouldn't be.
No?
This is one of those interesting things of media.
Okay, what is it?
Disney Recess theme song.
Disney Recess, all like this?
Yeah.
The theme song here. Okay, everything's on YouTube.
This is why I know the
this
Great
is
Escape.
It?
Yeah, the first
this
thing.
Is it?
Yes.
This is it.
No, yeah, that one.
This one.
That one, yeah.
Okay.
Listen to.
We might have to do a commercial first.
Nope. No.
Okay. Listen to this. Drums.
It's very similar.
Yeah. Well, The Great Escape itself is a kind of a march. And yeah, you're right. It is. Oh boy, I think we got it. Wow. Play them together. See what happens. Listen to this.
Symphonia.
You know, that would be a great idea. No one would do it. You know?
I turned that off.
Yeah.
Prisoners. We all are prisoners. Nazis have paid us all the prisoners. We can't believe here. How do we leave here? We'll have a great escape. I don't know if I'm going to. Than all the escapes. Greater than any escape ever. This will be better. There will be more gone. We're getting the hell out of here. Now go! Go! Now go! Richard Attenborough, who became a very big director in England.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the theme song. That's Google Shopping.
Well, that was just the main, yeah, main theme anyway. I don't know who, I don't know who wrote that. Anyway, the Great Escape. See, there's a, there was a movie, what was it called? About D-Day. A black and white movie back in the early 60s. That's the one that Paul Anka wrote. But I wish he was here. I'd punch him in the face. That would be great. I'd just like to punch him once right in the face. Okay, in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, there goes almost with the first hour of Cthulhu Chronicles here, Y2K plus 19. And I've only talked about, you see
I
what
told
I
you. I knew you didn't have a plan.
I made notes. You want what? Let's just tell everyone now. It's a good time to tell everyone to find a microphone. Good time to tell everyone to get books. And let's talk about some of these books. But forget about mine for a second. We'll save mine for last, and you've heard mine over and over again. Let's talk about some of the people who have been on this show that have books, and either hardcover or digital. But, you know, I'm pushing the digital books because you could buy a bunch of them for what it costs for one book now, you know. You can get, let's see, you can buy like five Molotov memoirs, digital books, for what it'll cost you for one hardcover.
Yeah, but you don't get the experience.
Yeah, I know. But reading.
I could tell you right now.
If that's how you get people to read, get them to read, and then what?
But here's what I'm telling you. I was in the bathtub today, and there was something magical about holding Neil Simon's memoir in my hands as I was reading. That's different from reading it off of my phone.
I know that. And I'm for analog books too, but you know, you're different. You come from a different world than most people who just read for some kind of pleasure or what have you and like or don't like something. And it's cheaper for them to get this. And, there's a big mass audience. And let me tell you something. A bestseller doesn't just go to people who always read, you know, it goes to people who only read sometimes or people who get word of mouth and stuff like that.
Tons
of people just read, here and there. And it's, and now that people read more, on phones and Kindles and wherever else they are. There still are Kindles, aren't there?
Yeah, they're reading more of that fake news media stuff.
They got that stuff. Yeah. Then I'm going to tell you about those. Okay, first is Craig Lehner has been on this show any number of times. His book for young adults. This is good if you know any young adults and you give them gifts, like maybe you have them as brothers or sisters or their, anyway, these two books by Craig Lehner, that have to do with basketball and outer space. I know it's true. Craig is a good friend of ours. He comes on this show here and there, and we talk about things, and we try to push his books.
Is he a bit to the left?
And you know, the last time Craig was on this book, was on this show, he sent me a little. He got a real bump on his books. He sold some books.
The question is: is he to the left or to the right?
Of what? What?
It's about he's a leaner, isn't he?
No, he's Craig Leaner.
You got it?
Writes it for kid, young adults. And, you know, it's a big market, the young adult market.
Yeah.
It's a big market for books, and it's good that they'd be reading, okay? They'd be reading. You see what I just said?
That's something a young adult would say.
They'd be reading like
children be reading.
Say be reading. How do you all of a sudden I sound like what's his name? They got the thing to read in the book. You read the book and the words.
Schwarzenegger?
The words in the book and the thing in the that put in the. Okay, Craig Leaner's stuff is great for. You know what? I think you can. I don't know if his book's available digital. It's got to be. Everything's on digital. Okay. Other people been on this. Dr. Karen Wyatt has a wonderful book that I keep somewhere around here. I keep. It's a wonderful book. You just read it. Look for Dr. Karen
Wyatt. Just trust
Wyatt.
Is good. Doesn't matter what it's about.
She's terrific. It's a good book. And, you can find her book on there too. Now, who else? The Artist D still has books available, I'm sure, in digital. And they're not that expensive in regular either. And I especially like the one, with the chapter about me. Other than that, no.
You ever wonder if there'll be a day where he'll be referred to as the artist formerly known as D?
No.
Okay.
D has, that was I wonder how many people got that, you know?
The artist formerly known as D. Your audience would get it. Your audience would get it.
Yeah.
My audience wouldn't get it.
Maybe that's it. And I'm not thinking, who else? Who
the Great
else
Deliberation. Who else is selling books?
Veronica. Look up Veronica Monet. Veronica Monet has a number of publications and various items and things that you like there. Now I'm trying to think of anybody who was on recently. Who else was on recently?
Popoli sell books?
No, Popoli doesn't. Popoli doesn't sell books, and it reminds me, Ilya, Popoli will be back in 2020. For those of you wondering what happened, because I started mentioning him again, and I blew that because I can't remember all the people who've been here.
Okay, time for good books, Frank Books.
Frank Books, you know where to get Frank Books at three different places where you can get them, and if you could get every one of my books and still have money left over. As opposed to buying like one book. So you can get the funny ones, the serious ones, and whatever. And some of them are big, and they cost the same. In other words, you could buy License to Skill, and it's huge compared to Sweet Shepherd, which is a novella. You buy a novel, it costs the same as a novella. How do you like that? You get three of them, and you still got money left over. but those are my... why did I forget some other people? Jiggy Jaguar does not have one because, well, he's still learning to write. And
I knew that was
really cool. Yeah, you'd go there. But I was trying to think of someone else who'd been on the show. Well, there goes that thing. You know what you do? Go to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com, as I always tell you, scroll down the side where you see all the years. And those years will take you to pages. If you click on a certain month, there'll be a little blurb about each of the shows that were there, and you'll see some people advertising books and stuff right there, who've been on the show. You can go buy those books, and you can also say, "Hey, you did a show on that. Why don't you why don't you tell us about it?" In which case, you write to me, fcotolo@yahoo.com. And that's it. You know, I don't have any more time. The thing I wanted to do about the book books, and as I said, I just told you how you could find this out anyway, has to do with the gifts, because we got the holiday is coming up, and you're going to give gifts. And that's a good way to give gifts. Give people books.
Or by hand.
Everybody but everybody, no, you know what? You can't give a digital book by hand.
You can.
How?
You write on a card, "I bought you this book," and then you give it to them.
You know,
and
you're
they
right.
Have access to
because
it.
There's a link that you download a book when you buy it from like Amazon or something. There's a link so you can show that you can rewrite the link on the card, say "Merry Christmas, Happy New Year," whatever it is, and this is your book. Then the person And they go to the link and they and
there's something
they
so begrudging about
download
that.
The book, you know.
Like, this is your book.
Because
I don't
they have to do something, you know. It just you give someone a gift and it's there, you know, when it's analog. But if it's not there, then I don't know what you can do about that. In any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, you're welcome for the wonderful radio. This is Frank Cotolo, Man His Name, but Don't Touch Show. And it's Cotolo Chronicles, sitting here with the heir apparent of Cotolo Chronicles, Mr. Raymond. It's not Raymond.
It's not.
People say, like, what's his name, Ray?
So many people ask
Ray?
Me that.
Don't they say, like, how could you just have a name named Ray?
I wish people would just say, is your nose really that big?
What? Why don't they say
it's fun when you can throw him off.
Raymond? What else would it be? No one would even ask you. Has anyone ever
Reynaldo?
Asked you? Reynaldo?
Oh, that Reynaldo. Sounds like a name would be.
Who, when you get, you know, Jack, the name Jack is...
John.
Yes, it's a
his name's not John.
Which is weird that a four-letter word name, John, has to have a nickname that's four letters, starts with a J, Jack. Go ahead and call him John and call him Jack.
Yeah.
Why? Why is he... John.
Why is William Bill?
Did guy say... That's still different because it makes it small and it's completely different.
Yeah, but where's the B come from? His name's not Billiam.
You know, I don't know that. I don't know that. And I mourn. I mourn not knowing that. Can you hear me mourn? I don't know where they come. I mean, you know, you're at Nicholas Nick, right?
Yeah.
John Jack doesn't make any sense. And then Jack became its own name. It's like, I bet you no one went over to your brother, who for one whole summer was a co-host here. And then, okay. And Jack, who's my oldest son, nobody ever goes to him and says, is that short for Jack-O-Lantern? Is your name Jack-O-Lantern? Like,
That's because he's not bright.
Jackmonius? What would they say? Jacko, there's a name, there is a name. Something like that. Is that your name? No, it's Jack. And, you know, they weren't doing that as much. When we named him Jack, they weren't doing that as much. There were still regular names. There weren't a lot of Jacks and Rays.
I feel like that question would be much more interesting if you named me something more interesting.
There's no question. That wasn't a question.
Well, because, like,
what?
When the teacher's doing roll call in first grade, it'd be like,
what?
Emily Naldo, here. Poop Face Cotolo, here.
Why don't you lie?
Why'd you name me Poop Face?
What did I teach you? Lie! Say, my name is Ravenous.
No, I do my that. What I'm saying is that if people say, isn't your name Ray, that's not as interesting as, is your name really Poop Face? And then I have to, then there's a lot more history to that. Like, where does he get the name Poop Face? And what if he runs for mayor?
We just got like 100 more Zoomers to listen to the show.
Well, Ray did you see some of the Republicans during the...
This show is gonna really be a completely different thing when I retire, because from the show. I'm not retiring. But, when I leave the show, Raymond, is going to be, Ray, is going to be, going to have a whole different, completely different audience. What comes after Zoomers? What's going to be when you guys have kids?
Death. I was watching the impeachment debates, and there was some the guy from Georgia said, I would like to yield time to my colleague, Representative Loudermilk. His name is Loudermilk.
Well, that's a popular name, Loudermilk. It's, you know what? It's Lauder, L-A-U-D-E-R, Loudermilk.
It's L-O-U.
Well, if it became L-O-U, it's from the name, just how names, you know, evolve.
I understand
that. It's Loudermilk.
But that does not take away from the humor that comes from being named Loudermilk.
Right, because there is no one named...
And his cousin, I think, his last name is Silent Juice.
There's no one else named Silent Milk. So with Loudermilk, I mean, loud, it would be loud, Loudermilk, and loudest milk. There would be three of them, right? But there are none. Loudermilk means something in another language. Just like many names mean different things in different languages. They evolve from there. And I think that it's about time, now and then I get serious, like I just did, and talk about names. Okay. Smith, of course, people in the named after the things they do.
Yeah.
Smith, was a...
Everyone was a smithy at some
point. Now, why they were smith... If they were blacksmith, they didn't call... Their names weren't blacksmith.
Some of them were named black.
They were in the Complete and Unabridged History of Japan, but that's a whole other thing.
Right.
Nobody can get that book. I haven't even let that out there yet. We'll get that sooner or later. You'll learn how the world really started. How the human race really started.
It's the Complete and Unabridged.
It's the Complete and... Yes. It's Complete and Unabridged. You can't be complete. Sometimes they say complete, but it's abridged. The abridged completeness.
Yeah.
But not that. I didn't intend to go 2 hours. What happened? What were you doing that you wrote? Did you go something here you need?
No, I was sitting at home and I had the option to work on a script or not do that. And I figured if I'm not going to do that, and I'd gotten back from D.C. yesterday.
Yeah,
so yesterday was my day in.
Tell us a little bit about D.C. You went to some places. You went to...
Yeah, we went to some of the Smithsonian's, which we didn't find Wolf. We couldn't figure out which exhibit Wolf would be
in. I gave you a bunch of possibility areas of possibility, but you didn't...
They weren't there.
Okay.
We checked.
I haven't been there in a long time.
We checked the Natural History Museum.
It wouldn't be a natural history.
Well, maybe his bones are there. We checked the Air and Space Museum, another place we thought he would be. There wasn't anything there, though. That's a Jeremy Long joke. Jeremy Long joke.
Well, that doesn't say much for people who don't know him, and now he's going to be on. They'll go like, well, if that's the kind of stuff he does, oh, you get...
I love to set people up for expectations.
All right.
Where
else did you go?
We went to the museum where they had an exhibit for the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, just about how he was a pioneer of satirical news, I guess. But they had a couple of actual...
He was a pioneer for satirical news, isn't that
That's
something?
What they claim, but the place is closing down to become an extension of the Johns Hopkins Hospital.
It's Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins.
Why do all of them need that?
They all...
Okay, but they had a couple actual pieces from The Daily Show. I got a picture with Gitmo. Do you remember Gitmo? It was the Elmo puppet that was dressed up like a terrorist.
You don't know Max Headroom, do you?
I've heard of Max Headroom.
Okay. Like, you know, that was during the disco era. Max Headroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but he wasn't there, right?
No, he wasn't in there. It was just they had some things from the sets and such. We also went... What else did we go? We went to the American History Museum. We went to the Natural History Museum. We went to the Smithsonian Zoo because they had like these Christmas light things where they would have the lights shaped as animals, and they had some like paper mache animal lights. There was an elephant that's trunk moved up and down. The kids loved it. Like, they...
Really?
All of them were crying. And I went to the bathroom, and this is usually the most interesting story that anyone tells on a trip. I went to a bathroom, and I do my thing. I finish doing my thing. Mm-hmm. I get out, and this dad brings in his son, because the son has to pee. And the entire time, he's jumping up and down and screaming, "Zoo lights! Zoo lights! Zoo lights!"
Zoo lights.
As he's peeing, as he goes up to the sink, he's just jumping up and down, and his dad's just like trying to hold him and get his hands up to the sink so he could have some sense of hygiene. And he's just screaming, "Zoo lights! Zoo lights! Zoo lights!" And I leave the bathroom. He's still washing his hands. He comes out and he's still doing it. Okay. And then he starts jumping up the stairs, and his dad goes, "Don't jump up the stairs like that." And he just keeps jumping up the stairs. That's the story.
And this kid was 19?
I knew that was what you were going to say. He was like maybe 4.
Well, yeah, zoo lights. Well, you know, when you were that age, you used to do dumb things like that.
And whose fault
was
that?
My kids do like that. Whose fault was that? Whose fault? Zoo lights. So, is it a lot like they have at Hershey?
Yeah, sort of. They wrap them all around.
Doesn't
the
work
trees.
During the day, does it?
No, that's when the animals are out. That's when the zoo part happens.
The Smithsonian has real animals.
Yeah.
Zoo?
Yeah.
You would think the Smithsonian would have, like, you know, extinct animal bones or something. You know, like.
But that's the other thing. Is like in the Natural History Museum, most of the bones there are replicas.
Really? They're not real.
There were very few things that were real.
Where are the real ones? They don't have them anymore.
They're probably in some sort of archive.
Wow.
Unattainable because, like, toddlers go in and they sneeze and then the bones just brittle to dust.
I'm disturbed to hear that. Do they, well, all right.
Yeah.
So that was a good time. Was that by all?
Yeah, I had some good soup.
DC.
I had a good soup at a Panera-like place, but it cost me $6. But that's the price you pay for soup.
I should have, well, I don't know. If you have a,
that's the price I paid for soup.
Someone I know in that area always saying, come on down.
Oh, and then, of course, the other thing we did was we saw Jojo Rabbit.
And, not in anything to do with that area of that's the movie in a regular
theater. Yeah, on E Street there's this place called, because in DC you have the numbered streets and the lettered streets. It's a very elementary way to design a city.
I've been there.
Okay, so for everyone at home, Washington DC is the capital of the United States of America, which is a country inside of the continent of North America, about like 15 paces west of London or something of that sort.
There are no more other districts, are there? Like places that call them District of Columbia. And where is Columbia?
Yeah, we were trying to figure out why it's the District of
Columbia.
Where
is Columbia?
In Virginia?
It's a District of Columbia, but it's not a state.
They didn't even have the right to vote until 1960. Fun fact. On E Street, there's this place called the E Street Cinema. And they play a lot. They were playing The Irishman there, too.
No, really?
It's one of those kind of movie theaters where they play those limited release films. Marriage Story was also playing there,
right?
Because Netflix has to have X amount of releases in order to qualify for Academy Awards and Golden Globes.
Right. Yeah, okay.
But we wanted to see Jojo Rabbit for a really long time, and it wasn't in the area, and it's worth watching. It was a woe. It's a woe from me. I don't want to say much else.
Although
it's a spoiler to say that his best friend is an imaginary.
Everyone knows that.
Not a spoiler, but when I talk about what a Green Book actually was, it ruins the whole movie.
Oh, now you got it. Right. That's right. But, everyone knows. You could tell that Adolf Hitler is a character of some sort if you see the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, and the other thing, Scarlett Johansson, fantastic in this movie. She's
good. Yeah, that's right. She's
and Sam Rockwell, always fantastic.
Yeah. She's better than in Marriage Story.
She's way better than
Talked about it
Story.
Last week about Marriage Story. And,
but you actually saw it now.
You watched it too.
Yeah, we watched it.
he said it like.
I know.
You're like, I saw it. You didn't say it, huh? Here's this is what I was talking about. Is this a commercial?
Yeah,
what?
it's for Amazon Alexa, because you were interested.
No, Dad, I need your help.
What have you done? She
burnt the duck.
That's a duck?
She burnt the duck.
What do you
no.
have in that cabinet?
Some spaghetti.
Okay, chop up some garlic. Your mom cooked duck for me once.
Did she burn it?
Of course she did.
Of course she did.
So now it's beautiful. There you go.
How do I look?
Perfect.
Well, what he's talking, he's not
what
Alexa.
What does this have to do with that?
Alexa, hang up.
Amazon Echo.
Oh, Alexa did the hanging up.
She made it into a man?
Up, Steve McQueen.
Yeah, because this is the movie I was telling you about. The Thomas Crown Affair. This is a very famous song, and it won an Academy Award. Did you ever hear this? Never heard the song? Your mother hates this song, okay? So if you ever want to get her mad, sing Windmills of Your Mind. Yeah.
Like a carousel that's turning, running rings.
It's a great song.
Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find. In the windmills of your mind.
Steve McQueen,
what meter is this written in? This isn't 4/4. Is it?
I think it's 2/4, right? 1/2. 1/2. I think it's 2/4.
Well, 2/4.
It's according to how you do it. I don't know what it was written in, but I think it's...
It sounds like it's an 8. It sounds like the 8 sounds getting the beat.
But you could also be 4. But they're doing it slow.
Keys that jingle in your pocket. Was it
jangle in your head? Was it something that you said?
Lovers corner on the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. There's the sound of distant drumming.
She's who played Bonnie and Bonnie and Clyde. That's Faye.
I am not a fan of Faye Dunaway.
No, I didn't mean it. I don't, is this the, from the movie? This version? It sounds like Noel Harrison, who you wouldn't know.
No.
Son of Rex Harrison.
as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills.
I don't know what this really has to do with the movie. I guess it does.
I don't know what this has to do with what we were talking about.
1968, huh?
Look it up.
I don't remember when he died.
Let's find out.
Find out. He died of a very weird type of very rare cancer. Isn't it amazing to think there's rare cancer? Who else? A lot of people recorded this song. He said, look, even Neil Diamond did it once. Hey,
oh,
did
no.
you hear? Did you didn't hear this? I gotta play you something.
1980.
80. Wow.
He died in Mexico.
Yes.
Ciudad Juarez.
He was trying these weird things they had, to, you know, because he was trying to make himself better.
Oh, like what Andy Kaufman did.
Yeah, well, that was a dead-on fraud. He went to doctors who claimed they could,
so they were right.
The what's his name was that was a fraud, that thing.
Oh, but these doctors weren't. Out.
No, they were doctors who were experimenting with cancer drugs, and they didn't keep them alive. But I want to play you something I think it should be done with, like, every song. Maybe you don't know. I don't know if you know. What reminded me was Neil Diamond here. Here, I'm going to show you something here. I'm not crazy about Neil.
I don't like Neil Diamond.
No, I know, but this makes it. You're not going to believe this. I found this recently here. Okay. It's with, let me find it. Do you ever know, there's a song he does.
Oh, I know this song.
You know Sweet Caroline?
Everyone knows this
okay,
song.
Okay, well, wait a second. I'm going to give it to you here with a special, special thing here. Okay. This is really okay. Now let me just give you a little bit for this. We're not going to do this, but this is just too good. So we did it on the green one, whatever. Okay, this song. Now here's what's really, really distasteful about this song. Okay, Sweet Caroline is a song that Neil Diamond wrote. It was a big hit. And whenever. Mm-hmm. And,
Neil Diamond, the American singer.
The American singer, Neil Diamond, now retired because he's 108. Yeah. And he wrote this song kind of based on Caroline Kennedy, President John Kennedy's daughter, who at the time of Kennedy's death was just a little girl, and then she grew up and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, and she's, she does something with, anyway. Mm-hmm. But as you know, John Kennedy was shot and killed. The president was assassinated.
1963.
So when somebody just put this on the internet, and anybody can go get this at YouTube, go to YouTube and look for, there's Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. There's a number of versions, okay? But this one's called Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline with Guns. And I don't know who did this. I don't know where it came from or who did it, but you're going to hear something here. This is Sweet Caroline, only it's called Sweet Caroline with Guns. Title. Here goes.
So this one.
I have a feeling I know where it is.
Yeah. Look at the picture. They've got him holding a gun instead of a guitar. Please.
Here we go. All right.
Where it began.
That's Neil Diamond to me.
I can't begin to know it.
I know exactly where it's gonna happen.
But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring.
Neil Diamond. From Brooklyn. He's a Brooklyn boy. Took his name from a Jewish store that sold the jewelry. Well, that's how I got his name. Oh, Neil Diamond, what is this? Sweet Caroline with Guns?
Touching hands.
We're gonna get it any minute.
Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you.
Really impressive is if they were able to sync the gunshots to the key of the song and just replace his vocals with gunshots.
It's like the dog singing Jingle Bells.
I've never heard a dog that sounds like a gunshot.
No, forget it. You don't know it.
I don't. We have to sit through the whole next verse just to get to the
gun. Oh, we've got to get back. We have more guns. I mean, imagine this, when he did it, if he did it live, some guy sitting on his side.
he's like his head's just down.
It's like a Leroy Anderson was doing that with real, you know, like typewriter, and he used a typewriter. Here's Neil Diamond with guns. But you know, some people might think this tasteless. Think about it. It's about Caroline Kennedy, and there's her father, and his guns. It's just... NRA is gonna love this, I think.
There's 31,000 likes and 500,000 views. The guy who uploaded it has a profile picture of Barney Rubble.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't
want to
hear this song.
Now,
I hate that song.
It just opens up an entire genre for me. It's like, I wonder if he's done any other ones. Who is he? Let's find
out. His name is Shady Parade.
There's no comments, right? Let's go to Shady, the guy who opened the, we think it's a guy. We don't know. Come on. Okay, here's Shady Parade. Let's see him. That's the only one he has. Yeah. He has a hello
from Adele, and
it's only 14
seconds. A
2-second
clip from "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia."
Hey, come on, Shady, get your we should have. Think about some other guns. They could put guns with like a whole lot of other songs.
Yeah,
you know, that would be like that'd be
help.
Cool.
Help! I need somebody.
No, but he's doing
help.
It. Well, okay, yeah, right. Okay, you can do it with help.
Yeah,
helping a gun. You could do it with. They actually do a song called "Happiness Is a Warm Gun," and they use a gun in it.
No, it's too obvious. It's like doing it with "Annie Get Your Gun."
"Annie Get Your Gun" is not a song; it's a play. There's no actual song about a gun. You want to hear a song from "Annie Get Your Gun"?
No.
You should. Do you know what song came from "Annie Get Your Gun"? I bet you don't know. An unbelievably popular song came from that play.
Is it Van Halen's "Jump"?
Do you know anything about "Annie Get Your Gun"? Do you know "Annie Get Your Gun" is about?
It's about.
What's about?
It's about Annie the cowboy trying
she's
to.
A cowboy.
She's
a cowboy.
She's trying to fend off.
Who is she? It's a real person.
Davy Crockett's girlfriend.
No. Here you see? This is what's happening. When I turn over. This show, the whole pop culture thing changes and goes crazy. And Zoomers, who I've had on the show before, I've had Zoomers on the show.
This sounds oddly derogatory.
They're like, I'm just saying. not even Zoom, you millennials. Look at Jeremy Long. Oh, he come on the show. Squat.
Hey, Frank, you ever hear of his Anna She has this movie where she's with Meryl Streep.
Yeah, she's here right now. That imitation just drives me nuts. How about this? Did you ever hear a song called "There's No Business
Just
Like
Show Business"?
It's from
no
Annie
like...
Get Your Gun. Who is the historic figure?
But why
is Annie?
Why does
who
she
is
go
she?
To...
Shut up for 1 second and listen to me. Who
Annie,
is she?
She's an orphan.
You don't know her. Annie Orphan. Little Annie Orphan. No.
Little
that's
Orphan
the
Annie.
Other. That's not a real person.
Oh, the
Annie
real person.
Annie was a real person.
Oh, of course. The real person was the then daughter of the mayor of San Francisco, Harvey Milk.
No, you don't
know. That's a very odd reference because I don't know if Harvey Milk even had any kids because he would have had to have adopted it.
Here's a remarkable piece of a remarkable song from a play, which is like the perfect kind of song you put in a play.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And here's the deal. In case any of you don't know, Betty Hutton, who's this gorgeous, incredible woman who played in many movies back in the
40s. Oh, it's composed by Irving
50s.
Berlin.
It's an Irving Berlin song. Yes, Irving Berlin. I forgot this guy's name. Who is it? I don't know. Anyway, she plays Annie Oakley. Did you ever hear
Oh, Annie name? Oakley, yeah.
Okay. She was a crack shot woman who, you know, way ahead of her time.
It's a name I knew when I was 8, but it's only been 12 years since then.
Way ahead of her time. And she eventually worked on the Wild Bill Hickok, was that his name? No, Buffalo Bill. Yeah. Buffalo Bill was a real person. Yeah. And he eventually stopped the killing buffalo and started a Wild West show that he brought around down the road. And let me tell you something about this, is that my grandfather, your great-grandfather, okay, actually went to one of those shows. This is how old he was. As a kid, went to the Buffalo Bill Wild West show. Anyways, as they do with the historic figures, especially in musicals, do it a lot.
They give them the ability to sing and dance.
Yeah, and this is an absolutely wonderful theatrical piece, which I'm going to play for you right now. It's only 4 minutes, and maybe we won't play at all. Because this show has gone on way too long tonight, I think. but this is fun, and of course, culturally.
In Switzerland.
Okay, yeah. I got that vacant lot there.
Oh, it didn't wear them all. What you waiting for?
Ah, you don't want these. I haven't got any stones in them.
Oh, look at all the stones around. Go ahead, Frank.
Now, these are too plain for you.
Well, look, it's Frank.
They just got writing on the back. To Frank Butler, the champion sharpshooter of the world.
Of what world? The old world or the new world?
The whole world.
I got all these that says you ain't.
They don't prove anything.
I ain't been beat yet.
If you're referring to that time back in Cincinnati, that was just beginner's luck.
What?
You heard me. I thought maybe that nonsense had been knocked out of you. I couldn't happen again in a million years.
Oh, no. It's a good happen again tomorrow. Charlie.
Yeah, yeah.
Find some place where we can have ourselves a match.
Who?
Me and old Putshot here.
Oh, I love that.
Ah, there ain't no love in a shooting woman. What a wife she'd make. Instead of tending the house, she'd be tending her gun. Instead of staying home sewing, she'd be out hitting
the I thought they'd get into the song by now. But
wait a minute.
See, they're having an argument about who's better.
Working together.
We're not working
together.
They're
doing movies, yes.
And not stop merger.
I just did.
Oh, Tonto?
And get us a range.
That dress sure had me fooled. For a minute, I thought you was getting to be a lady. It's going to be a pleasure to give you a lesson in marksmanship.
Ah, here goes.
You couldn't give me a lesson in long-distance spitting. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
$0.50? $0.40?
$0.30?
$0.20?
Ah, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe
without getting caught.
Sure.
That's what I thought, you crook.
Any note you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Can wear, I can wear better. In what you wear, I look better than you.
In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoes.
In your hat.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, can.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can fill it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you make a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Any note you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
know you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
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 Interesting seeing him wearing a full tuxedo and then at the bottom cowboy boots.
Yeah, because he's a cow.
Uh-oh, stop the Chordettes, Lollipop, and Mr. Sandman. We don't want to hear that.
It was a Annie Oakley, if you saw a real picture of Annie Oakley, all right, and I'm sure she was dead by 1950 something, whatever like that. It was doing this, it's amazing how you can make real people do, you know, in a musical. That's a brilliant piece. I mean, there's something brilliant about that in the realm of musical theater to be able to, and then to be able to do that is a whole nother thing. But, I mean, they're saying that Annie Oakley was this great shooter and then suddenly she's up there singing. It's stupid.
That's not what Hollywood would do.
Yeah, you could even sing a note. You think about there's a play I saw on Broadway which was a hit for a while and I didn't like it at all. It's called 1776.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's about the forefathers and it's like they're all these things. And there's this one thing I remember about it. Was John Hancock when they're writing the Declaration, the Constitution, whatever it is, they're writing something, and these guys, you imagine they didn't sing? I mean,
no.
John Hancock was always saying something like, and then we should do this, and then the whole chorus of them, they keep going, sit down, John, for God's sakes, John, sit down! And then George Washington gets up and, you know, the musicals are very strange, but taking a real thing. But I always think of Annie Oakley, and I always loved Betty Hutton. Anyway, this is Gattolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Tolman, and there's Ray Gattolo, and he's in the non-interest, and he's yawning. So. The various things I was going to talk about, which were having to do with just stuff, I find, and some magazine articles. That's all shot. But it's okay, because that's what happens, you know? And you got another cultural lesson. Through the years, this show has awarded people with many great things they never knew existed or what have you. And we talked about things that eventually wound up on YouTube. Now everything's on YouTube. I mean, just about anything's on. I don't know if there's anything you can't find on YouTube, mostly esoteric pieces or whatever. Yeah. But let me mention this here too. We're gonna get out of here early. And since Tom is gone, I don't have to, you know, go up to 11 o'clock. So when we're done, we're done, you know? So,
all right.
So we're gonna do that. But I just want to mention this, 148.ca/Frank, the weekly little essays, blog, essay stories and things like that. Which are being heralded around the world as the finest pieces of fun literature you can get for free. So you can go get those. And, of course, an entire new bunch of them coming from 2020, I guess next week. So they're still there, too. I brought that up because sometime, and I don't remember when these are, right, so many of them, somewhere in there, maybe it's coming up in 2020, is a little story, one of the stories, this is quick reading too, you just read it anyway, get right through it, about failed Chinese
trinkets?
No.
Countries? What?
Fortune cookie.
Oh.
Pieces, what's written. And that a lot of people think that, you know, there's...
You were trying, because all you were motioning was just shouldn't a look emotions. Size in your hand.
Shouldn't look emotions. And it's funny because the premise is, a bunch of people write these things and some of them get rejected. So there's like rejected fortune cookie sayings or whatever they are now. They're not always predictions or whatever. But anyway.
What is a Carson routine?
Well, it would be like a Carson routine, which was, of course, goes back to the greatness of McCormick, Pat McCormick, and those guys who you don't know.
His three writers.
Right. Pat McCormick, one of the great TV, early TV comedy writers. Okay, look. I never thought I would get one that was so absurd that it, but I kept it. Okay.
Oh, is that what it's taped
yes,
on?
Yes, I got one.
Oh, okay.
And I kept it. And I had to share this with everyone. Let me move this down here. I wanted to share this, and I'm going to share this with everyone because it's funny or it's not. Whatever you think, I'm going to read this to you. I open up my fortune cookie. And again, they're not fortunes anymore. I mean, once in a while, but you know, you're not going to. They're not. They're little wisdom, little Chinese things, you know, like Ching Chao. You don't remember Ching Ching, Ching Ching and Chang Chang? It was a, in the newspaper in New York, comic
yes.
strip, little comic strip.
Okay.
And every day, Ching Chao or Chao Chao, whatever his name might have been,
okay.
said a little, pearl of wisdom.
Okay.
And so that was kind of like that because Confucius, of course, known for. And, of course, there were other things. Like every now and then I do Son of Confucius,
yeah.
which is, things that his son tried to do. And they're all ridiculous. You can go see them if you want. 148.ca. They're all there by two, from 2010 on. Okay, look. Here's what I got. I open up my cookie, and this is what it says. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can read it. I'm going to read it.
Okay. It's just a laugh. That's all it says.
No, here he goes. Here he goes. A good way to keep healthy is to eat more Chinese food.
That is not true.
Forget about it being true. It's a commercial. It's a commercial. You ate Chinese food. It knows you ate it because it says eat more. So it's saying you want to be healthy? This is flagrant. This is, wait, forget about fake news. This is fake fortune. This is fake wisdom. A good way to eat healthy is to eat more Chinese food. I had to keep this one. It's just, that's outrageous. Now I want to open up every one I get. I mean, where are they going to go from here? Maybe, that is amazing. So next time you're at a Chinese restaurant.
Or
you take out or whatever. Open up your cookie. And once in a while, you're gonna get, this might be a trend. This might be the beginning of a trend. If you find a strange one, or one you think is strange, send it, retype it into the body of an email, send it to fcatolo@yahoo.com, and we'll read it on the air. Cause coming up is Y2K plus 20. I haven't retired yet. I'm still here. And, you're welcome for the wonderful radio. Next week, it's
Bone Garden.
The artist D and
the artist formerly known as D.
And as D probably knows and is going to know what I'm going to say right now, they have very little time to get on this list. So.
And you usually don't even make it to this time
people
of the year.
People teetering on the brink. What do you mean? What do you mean?
You guys take a long time to get to like March.
Well, you know what we have now that ever since Tom went off the air, when Savino went off the air, we can go as long as we want.
So okay.
We do get through them all. And, of course, we have more than most people because we go into other areas. We don't just do, Steve McQueen's and actors.
Do you remember the one show where Jeremy was here for Bone Garden? He was here for one. After every person, he thought of a witty line about them because it didn't happen.
Oh, no, he wasn't here.
No.
I mean, I kicked him out last year, believe it or not.
Actually, oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Came into town, kicked him and his father out. I said, you can't stay. This is a Bone Garden day, so I don't think you're going to get on the... and that goes for everyone. And
yeah.
I went out there. No one can come in here. It's a special show. We do it. We've created the whole process, and we continue to do that. We're going to do no more today, though. We've, I've gotten through things. I'll save some of the articles I have that might be fun. I won't read them then. See, I'll read them when they're on the air. And again, Pain Spray is available. Premier's Pain Spray. It's a miracle in every bottle.
And it comes in all sizes. Small, large, bottle, any size you want.
No, it doesn't. It's in one little spray thing. Oh. It's only one thing. Four payments of $2.99. So that's like three,
so that's $10.
$12. $12. You go to college? We're, okay, you know, I guess, you know, it's like say goodnight, Ray, because we're gonna be heading out.
Alright. I'm going upstairs.
I was, okay. And I didn't play the dog thing, but you know, we'll do that again some other time. You're going, okay, I'll see you upstairs. Ray Catolo, everybody, from, hey, what happened to this now? What's going on? It's a brand new. It's a brand new. It must have to do with not having a mouse pad. Right? No mouse pad. And then there's a... Alright, okay. Alrighty! Okay, Christmas people, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Hanukkah people, have yourself a merry little... It's 8 days, isn't it? And whatever the heck yours. Family and friends. It's all about family and friends and strangers. Yes, it is about strangers. Some get out there on Christmas Eve like I used to do out in California. Out in L.A., find homeless people, give them sandwiches, pieces of sandwiches. Do something. Don't just wish it. Do something. Good night, Mrs. Erswhile, wherever you may be located right now. Do something. Remember that. Do something. Action over words. And I'm a writer, so I know it. I said goodnight to Mrs. Erswhile at night. Okay. And Ray's gone and for now, and that's the world as it may be. Happy holidays, everyone. I'll leave you now. Talk next time. The Bone Garden. Right now. Nothing more to say.